Today on Annenberg Radio News.
A little bit of why are you crying?
I'm just emotional. I don't know. This is just exciting for me.
After years of waiting, some Los Angeles families finally get the financial help they need. ARN explores LA's issues with affordable housing. It's Thursday, September 27th. I'm Tom Sparks. LA City Council President Eric Garcetti gave a State of the City address today. Our Victoria Sanchez was there.
President Garcetti spoke at the Omni Hotel in downtown LA this afternoon, outlining his plan for the city and its people. Garcetti says Los Angeles needs to be more affordable and sustainable.
And our vision has been clear: a Los Angeles where the middle class can afford to live. A Los Angeles that lessens its impact on the planet while it stimulates commerce and the individual's pursuit of happiness.
He also wants projects to be approved quicker. He says anyone who wants to develop a major project has to go through each of the 12 city departments before approval. Garcetti wants that number to drop down to only two departments.
12-2. I'm going to fight the red tape with you.
Garcetti encourages Angelenos to voice their opinions by coming to city council and community meetings. Victoria Sanchez, Annenberg, Radio News.
Pardon me, Victoria. Some L.A. families jumped over the biggest hurdle between themselves and affordable housing. Kiara Kanzi reports the L.A. Housing Authority's voucher program.
Thousands of families filled the West Hall of the Los Angeles Convention Center this morning in hopes of receiving financial help with their rent. The Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program provides subsidies to more than 16,000 landlords on behalf of low-income families, senior citizens, and disabled people. Program Director Lourdes Castro Ramirez says some of the families in line have been waiting for 4 to 5 years.
They really, I think, come from all walks of life. I know some families are living either in overcrowded conditions with other family members to pay the rent. Some families have been sort of moving from motel to motel. And, you know, they're just sort of struggling to make ends meet.
Lakisa Sharmuz was one of the lucky ones. She and her son both have disabilities and got onto the waiting list just a year ago.
This would help out a lot. It would help out a lot. And then he's almost grown, so, you know, this will give him some, I guess, to look forward to in the future, happiness. You know, my last 2 years before I was grown, you know, we had fun. You know, we was able to go places that we couldn't go before, you know, because I save a little money.
The next step for these families is waiting for a call from the housing authority. If they get the voucher, they have 120 days to find an apartment and move in. Castro Ramirez says the success rate of this program is only 50%. Kiara Kanzi, Annenberg Radio News.
Don't feed the homeless unless you know how. Whitney Worth explains.
It's not that community leaders don't want you to help. They just want you to do it the right way. They held a summit today to educate people helping the homeless on what happens when they bring food straight to the streets.
There are some unintended consequences that occur that some people aren't aware of, that I wasn't aware of.
That was Carrie Gatlin of the Union Rescue Mission. She says one of the biggest consequences is trash. Councilwoman Jan Perry says it's more than just a hamburger wrapper on the sidewalk.
Vermin in the streets, storm drains that are plugged up and creating substandard street conditions that cause a health crisis and that could actually add to chaos and horrible conditions.
Perry says this can threaten the lives of the people who live on Skid Row. She suggests people who want to help should offer a clean place for the homeless to sit, wash their hands, and enjoy company while they eat. Or make a donation to a place like Union Rescue Mission, who feeds the homeless on a regular basis. Whitney Worth, Annenberg, Radio News.
Later on Annenberg Radio News, County Supervisor Yvonne Burke weighs in on LA's housing situation. Today in Los Angeles, thousands are watching their dreams of a place to call home come true. But many are still in need. We have several reports on housing in Los Angeles, beginning with Kiara Kanzi and a story of hope.
In Los Angeles, more than 800,000 people live below the poverty line. For most, paying for rent is an arduous task. Lakisa Sharmuz applied for the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program a year ago. She has liver disease and cannot work. Her son has a learning disability. With $780 a month in rent, bills to pay and no job, Lakiza says she's grateful for the chance to get help.
I will be able to hopefully have a two-bedroom and pay less rent. Even if I was to have a two-bedroom and pay the same rent, that would still be more better for me because me and my son, like I said, is in this one-bedroom that we've been in for 12 years.
When asked where she would like to live, Lakiza breaks down, but these are tears of joy.
Why are you crying?
I'm just emotional. I don't know. This is just exciting for me.
Emotion
is everywhere.
As of October 2000, the Housing Authority of Los Angeles had helped more than 95,000 families of their 150,000 that applied for Section 8. Most of them have a combined income of less than $20,000 a year. Even with this help, some families will remain homeless. But Casey Johnson is hopeful.
It will help me by staying off the streets from being homeless because I'm kind of unable to find work and I'm in a program right now trying to get myself together. You know, I'm going to go to school and take up a trade.
What would you like to study?
I cut hair. I'm going to be a barber.
So, today, thousands of families received a life-changing gift from the city. Chiara Canzi, Annenberg Radio News.
But not everyone in Los Angeles is getting the help they need. I'm Whitney Worth. Most of the people I talked to today on Skid Row say the city is not doing nearly enough to help the homeless. But Erica McVeigh, a frequent visitor to Skid Row, argues the city offers the residents of the streets many resources.
So many housing programs for the homeless. It's just that people are in the addiction, they don't want to take advantage of it.
McVeigh is not homeless. She spends time on Skid Row trying to experience what the homeless go through. She has spent up to 3 days at a time on the streets and has even stayed overnight. McVeigh says most of the homeless that she's met are there because of drug and alcohol addiction. But she says the city still tries to help.
Even if their addiction have their life going downhill, they're still provided for.
But the homeless on Skid Row don't feel that visitors can give a real version of what happens on a daily basis. Tyrone Valiant has lived on Skid Row for more than 2 years, ever since he traveled to Florida and came back to find his belongings gone. Valiant planned on leaving Skid Row in a month, but just yesterday his stuff disappeared again. Tyrone and his friend Betty Jones, who he affectionately calls Mama, say they have been offered help by the city many times, but it never ends up working out.
Yeah. Last year they came up here, right? The sheriff and all of them, whatever, they came right up here, right? The people of the hotel and things come up here, they were offering people places to stay, free places to stay. All they had to do is come down and sign paper. Over 100 people went down there to Russ. Sign paper. When he got there and there, you understand, nobody knew nothing.
Betty feels strongly that the city does this just to look good.
No, they don't.
I've been trying to find my house for 2 years now, and they got one. I'm a senior citizen, disabled, and everything else. And I ain't got a house nowhere. They don't even give us Section 8.
Whitney Worth, Annenberg Radio News.
Many people think the homeless on Skid Row are loners, but there are a lot of families living there too. The Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority's most recent data says families add up to 20,000 of Los Angeles homeless population. Before they are forced to places like Skid Row, many people in need turn to city services for help. Annenberg Radio News spent the day trying to find affordable housing on a near minimum wage income. Jean-Luc Penault has the results.
Earlier, we reported on families waiting for housing vouchers. We wanted to see how someone making less than $20,000 per year could find affordable housing. Christian Abasto is a lawyer with the Legal Aid Foundation of Los Angeles, an organization that advocates safe and affordable housing. He gave us a few starting points.
So once you get that list from the Los Angeles Housing Department, then you'd have to go building by building throughout the city of L.A. and check if there are open existing units for you to live in.
The affordable housing roster on the Los Angeles Housing Department's website lists hundreds of buildings in the L.A. area that offer city-subsidized housing. Renters qualify for this housing if their income meets certain standards. We called 8 owners on the list, and our findings weren't encouraging. Every landlord we called said the same thing: no vacancies. In fact, the list, which was updated in February, comes with a disclaimer from the department. Quote, users of this information are cautioned that most of these developments have lengthy waiting lists and there might not be any vacancies at this time. Good luck in your search for quality, affordable housing in the area of your choice. A search like that can take time. But as Abasto explains, short-term housing options for low-income renters are somewhat grim.
There's shelters if you're homeless, if you have no housing, that can give you some temporary housing, and most of those are in Skid Row, and most of that is not quality housing.
The LA Housing Department says a new affordable housing roster will be out shortly. Jean-Luc Renaud, Annenberg Radio News.
Earlier today, I spoke with Supervisor Yvonne Burke of the 2nd District of Los Angeles County about how difficult it is to find affordable housing.
First of all, there are many programs, and people need to take advantage of them. Now, of course, there are income limits as far as some of the government programs we have, but we have aggressive programs to provide first and second trustees in order for people to purchase a home, or in most instances a condo, but sometimes a home. And in the County of Los Angeles, we have really very aggressive programs. There is a requirement for a percentage of affordable, low or extra low or moderate income housing. But granted, it's only about 20%. But what people really need to understand is any time there's a new development in the county, they are required to have a list together so that someone wants to apply for an affordable unit. There have to be a certain number of affordable units in each development. So everyone needs to be sensitive to that. Get your name on the list with the developer so that if there is one of those units available and you qualify income-wise, you'll be able to get them.
We are having a community meeting this evening with the Community Development Commission of the County of Los Angeles. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Every year in the 2nd District, as in each district, there is a community meeting to get input from the community on what they would like to see in terms of housing development. Perhaps there are some particular areas that they think they would like to see developed. They might be interested in single family. They might be interested in condos. How close do you want them to parks, schools? How close do you want them to a freeway? Some people like close to the freeway. Others say you shouldn't be building near the freeway because children will be living near the freeway. Some of the amenities you want in any kind of development. Do you want child care in each development? Do you want a community center? And in that community center, do you want some kind of a community computer center? All of those things, they'll have a chance to give input to our department because that's the department that gets federal money for housing. And they put out proposals and requests for different proposals from developers for housing. Obviously, we have tremendous need for housing for the elderly, young people who are foster children, who then leave the foster system at 18, transitional housing for them. We have a need for housing that will be for families who are homeless. But we need to find out what people in the community think about having this kind of housing, exactly what kind of mitigations they want when you put that housing within the community.
The community meeting this evening with Supervisor Burke begins at 6:30 tonight in the community room at East Rancho Dominguez Park in Compton. This just in, an update of last week's top story. One of the defendants in the Gina 6 case was released on bail this afternoon, 17-year-old Michael Bells. Earlier conviction was thrown out after the court ruled he could not be tried as an adult. The prosecutor in the case announced today he is giving up efforts to try Bell as an adult. Well, as one of 6 black students arrested for beating a white classmate in December. Now we check in with Jeff Platt to find out what's coming up on Annenberg TV News at 6 p.m. on Trojan Vision. Jeff.
Thank you very much, Tom. Protests in Myanmar. We are covering the violence today. Soldiers fired into the crowds, killing at least 9 people, injuring 11. We will have world, national, and of course, local reaction. We talked to someone who lives in L.A. but is from Burma, give his take on the protest. Plus, a new USC expansion plan separate from the Figueroa Corridor, expanding apartments, Cardinal Gardens, and Century over a 10-year period. We spoke to students who were for it and community members who were against it. Reminder, you can watch ATVN anytime on the web at ATVN.org. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Jeff. Moving on to weather, it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend. Highs tomorrow in the low 70s and lows in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny on Sunday with highs around 78 degrees. Perfect weather for the 4th annual South Los Angeles Bolero Festival. It's going on all day Sunday, starting around 11 a.m. in Central Avenue Jazz Park. That's downtown at the intersection of 42nd and Central. All of the stories you heard today, plus a report from Amanda Becker on graffiti, are posted on our website, annenbergradio.org. That's our show for Thursday, September 27th. For all of us at Annenberg Radio News, I'm Tom Sparks.